This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Megan Lynch. A new report recommending significant cuts to St. Louis public schools will be presented at tonight's school board meeting. The more than 1,500-page report lays out plans to eliminate more than three dozen schools, mainly elementary schools and a few middle schools.
First of all, I think it's just total tone deaf.
That's Ray Cummings, president of the American Federation of Teachers Local 420, which represents SLPS teachers. He believes the timing of the proposal is poor.
Creating this uncertainty the way they are, I can't understand anything other than they're doing something right now that's just good for charter schools.
Cummings says consolidation and downsizing, like in the proposal being heard tonight, leads to layoffs. The school district declined to comment ahead of the meeting. The family of the deceased detainee of the City Justice Center is demanding more information from the city.
Has anyone in the family heard from the jail staff? Anyone in the City Justice Center?
Besides an
initial phone call notifying them of the passing of Samuel, there's been nothing. There's been no follow-up.
As of early Friday evening, the family of the deceased, Samuel Hayes Jr., say they have not heard any further information from the city jail about their son's death. They're asking for the video of their son in the restraining chair to be released to them. Their attorney, Jack Waldron, says they are not the only ones waiting for this tape.
We've also spoken with the medical examiner who conducted an initial autopsy today. They've also said that they are waiting for the video, too.
Waldron says city law requires detainees secured in the restraining chair be closely monitored and videotaped. Therefore, a tape must exist. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX contacted a spokesperson for the city police department who says the tapes will be released to the family in the near future, as they typically do with investigations. We've got more information on the investigation into what's dubbed an embattled St. Louis County community. We told you last week about State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick starting to look into the situation in Pine Lawn. Now he's talking with KMOX about it.
Listen, I think there's some transparency issues. There have been meetings canceled abruptly. They've had issues with passing their budget.
Taxpayers, he says, aren't thrilled with how the city's been managed. Pine Lawn's mayor previously told KMOX he expects the town to fully cooperate with the inquiry, and Fitzpatrick says record requests are going smoothly. St. Louis County has upgraded its emergency siren system, automating it by linking activation to the National Weather Service warnings. The new system also divides the sirens into three zones, splitting them into North, Central, and South County. Emergency Management Director Michelle Ryan says they used major roadways to divide the county.
We used major boundaries, Page Avenue and Manchester Road.
Ryan says the goal is to make the siren activation more targeted, so if a warning is issued for North County, South County residents don't hear the alarm go off. How does mapping technology help make elections more efficient? St. Louis County Republican Director of Elections Rick Stream can tell you St. Louis County was just awarded the Special Achievement in GIS Award by big tech company Esri. Stream tells KMOX.
We always look around to see what other people are doing and to see if we can as Eric likes to say, my Democrat counterpart, we have the we follow the case method, which is copy and steal everything. So if somebody's doing something better, we look at it and see if we can incorporate it here in St. Louis. And by the same token, there people are looking at what we're doing here, too.
Stream says mapping technology helps voters know how long the lines are and look up their ballots ahead of time. It's also helped the Elections Department become more efficient, saving taxpayer money. A merger between Cornerstone Health of Nashville and Brightly of Springfield, Missouri, expected to create the largest nonprofit mental health provider and expand access to mental health and substance abuse care. The two organizations have a St. Louis presence through Places for People. The combined providers would reportedly serve a 250,000 people a year with annual revenue exceeding $1 billion. There's a new auto supplier in Normal, Illinois, up Interstate 55. That's where electric vehicle maker Rivian has a big plant already. Adient, which makes seats for cars, investing more than $8 million to produce them for Rivian. The move brings 75 new jobs to Normal. It's also about boosting efficiency for Rivian as it prepares to increase its own production.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.